Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Cassie.
Hey, Dark Hearts.
Hey there, guys. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving for those of you that celebrate. Yes. I definitely am not a big Thanksgiving person. And it's hilarious because, Cassie, you're not in, big on it either, correct?
No, I'm really not. It's not.
And it's, I told my, the other day at work, we were talking about it and everyone was talking about what they're doing. I'm like, yeah, you know, like I'm not a big turkey, like any of that. And my boss said, I've never heard anyone say that. And I was like, really? So then I was thinking and I was like, well, my friend is the same. And I was like, oh, that's why we're friends, Cassie, because we are the same, like same.
We are. Like, I've never been big on it. It's, I don't know. It's whatever. But then I think too, also this year, especially with delving so much into like Indigenous history and cultures and stuff, I'm just like,
it's very eye opening, right? Like,
I was like, we're celebrating.
I know.
Tragedy.
Literally. That's why I'm like, I get it. Like, I understand not everyone. I mean, well, I don't want to say people are ignorant. I mean, some people I just don't think fully get it. And to them, it's just, you know, let's eat a bunch of turkey, which not a turkey person anyway. Like, I made steak just for us.
Oh, steak sounds amazing. We had turkey and ham. You know, like, I get that people are like, oh, like gratitude and being thankful. I think a lot of people are ignorant about how this started. And I read something. It was posted by an Indigenous person on TikTok, and I should have saved it. I meant to send it to you. But they were talking about how the first Thanksgiving, and I didn't go through and like look up validity. And at this point, it's so hard to look up any of these things.
I know.
It's and true, I get it. It's the internet and take things with a grain of salt. But also, like, let's listen to Indigenous people. And it talked about how the first Thanksgiving was in response to the genocide of a tribe, and
that's terrible.
The colonizers, you know, were like, let's celebrate that we won this battle. And, you know, so like, we're taught a very whitewashed history as a child about, pilgrims and
correct
and the natives. And let's just say that that was correct. Let's say the Indigenous people helped out the pilgrims, helped them through that. We still then thanked them with mass genocide and stealing their land and culture.
It's very sad. And that's why I like the thing that we shared on our page that day. If you guys hadn't seen it, it says a useful thing that you can do if you celebrate Thanksgiving in the U.S. is to find out which Indigenous people lived and live on the land in which you now find yourself. I was like, that is perfect. That's it. Yeah. I mean, I think that's interesting too. When you really think like, you look back on the history and everything, it's like, it's crazy to see how things have come like to the point that they are now, and just sad. But like, I think you're right. I think because we have been more like engulfed in this whole Indigenous People Month, it's been very eye-opening to me. Mm-hmm. It's something I was aware of before, but not as much. I mean, after looking into these cases, it's definitely an eye-opening thing where I think more people should be aware of. I don't think a lot of people are. And it's really sad.
It is. It is. And kind of speaking along the history of things, first, I just want to say, I did have someone, I'm going to pull up their name. So on Twitter, at CapTorchHumerica, it says they're an Indigenous Oglala Lakota artist. He did comment on my post for my episode where I discussed to, you know, Lakota and Sioux seemed interchangeable. I wasn't 100% sure. And he did inform me that Lakota is the preferred term. Sioux is looked at as a derogatory term. So I apologize for that use. You know, it was a very nice, kind, exchange.
Helpful. We appreciate that kind of feedback. So
exactly. I appreciate that he took that time to inform us and let us know, you know, because there's really not, and as he stated, he's like, you know, there's really not a ton of information out there about that. And so I very much appreciate you know, that emotional work he did for me, you know, and just letting me know that little bit. So I appreciate that a ton. And so for those of you too who don't know, so Lakota. Lakota is the preferred term, not Sioux. So just going forward,
yeah,
that'll be, you know.
Well, and that's with things we don't know. Like, we do the best we can. And so, like, that's why we count on you guys to help keep us on the right track if we're ever off on information. Because, I mean, generally, we're going off the information we find online, and we know that that's not always accurate. So that is very helpful. So, yeah, thank you for reaching out and letting us know.
Yes, I really appreciate that. It means the world to me. And then one other thing, I believe you said she's a friend of yours, right? Rachel.
Yeah. Rachel. Hey.
Just, Rachel, you know, reached out to us on she reached out to us on Instagram and sent, so there is a movie, and I'll link this in the show notes and stuff too, because you can watch this full video on YouTube. They also have a GoFundMe, but it's called the Dakota 38 Plus 2. I meant to look this up. The Wakusu Horse Ride. So they have a fundraiser for it. But this is still one of the biggest genocides, it sounds like. It happened in 1862. 38 Dakota were hung at Minicota, Minnesota, for the resistance to promises not kept by the U.S. government. And 3 years later, then, two Dakota chiefs were also hung. And it says this stands as the largest mass execution in the history of the United States. So they were executed because they were they were resisting the fact that the United States didn't keep up with their treaty and their promises. And so now it sounds like every year they do a ride to try and just honor these people. And so, like I said, they have a GoFundMe to help support this ride, to support, it seems like, the tribe and stuff too. So I haven't had a chance yet to watch the YouTube video.
I haven't
either. But it's nice because we asked, like, there's nothing about some of these things. You can't find them. So I'm going to link the GoFundMe in our show notes, and I will link the YouTube to watch that video for anyone who's interested as well. I think that's all of the, like, kind of housekeeping things I had for this week. My lights keep flashing. The weather here today is super windy, and so I'm a little worried that we're going to lose power while recording. Fingers crossed.
I mean, we'll just, you know, I talk fast naturally, so it's fine. I'll just,
it'll be fine.
And honestly, once again, like, the trend has been this entire month, there is not a ton of information on these cases, which we are all very aware of now, and it's very sad. But the case I'm doing today, I think maybe there was a little bit more information than some of the past ones we've done, but ultimately there's just not enough ever, I don't think. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, we'll just get started here now, and hopefully we don't lose power. And it's kind of snowing here, which, I mean, I'm not mad about, because I don't really have to go anywhere. Well, until I have to pick up my child from school, but, you know.
See, for me, I drive, but I'm like, also, Nebraska weather, it was like 50-something and beautiful yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now we have this.
It's like, you just don't know what you're going to get. It's, you know, different on the daily. It's snowing and windy and gloomy, and I really just want to crawl back in bed. But unfortunately, that just can't happen, and I hate that. I hate being an adult sometimes, because
I know
it's just rough, but I mean, yeah, let's just get started, I guess. So this week we're actually going to be in Minnesota, and we're in Bemidji, and I did listen to the pronunciation several times to make sure I said that right. So Bemidji, we are going to be talking about the disappearance of Nevaeh Kingbird. So Nevaeh was 15 years old when she actually vanished on October 23rd of 2021. So,
oh wow.
I mean, a year ago, not that long ago. Some background on Nevaeh. So she is from the Red Lake, Minnesota reservation, but she was born and raised in Bemidji. She is the third oldest of six. She loves her language and speaks fluently in, oh gosh, I meant to look this word up. Ojibwe. I don't even want to say that because I know I'm going to. That sounds really good. See, that's, yeah, something like that. And I meant to look it up as I typed it, and then I forgot. I looked up Bemidji 1,000 times, but not this. So anyways, yeah, she spoke very fluently, I guess, in her language. And I'm talking about her in the present tense because we do not know what has happened to her, just so everyone's aware of that. But yeah, so she had, you know, a ton of friends, very social, but she also loved spending time with her family. She was really close with her siblings and she liked to help take care of the younger siblings. She was a freshman in high school at the time that she went missing. She always had big plans. She knew she wanted to go to college in Colorado after she graduated high school. She was unsure of what she really wanted to major in, but she just knew that she wanted to travel and go somewhere else and go to college and get an education there. She's very artistic, paints, draws, and writes poems. So Nevaeh's mom, her name is Teddy, she said that Nevaeh had struggled with some mental health issues, and she was struggling the months prior to her disappearance. So two of her friends had recently died by suicide in 2021, one in April, and then another the week before she vanished. Can we just talk about how absolutely heavy that is for anybody, let alone a 15-year-old.
And
oh yeah, when I was reading that, I was like, what? That is absolutely terrible and just so sad.
Like we talked about, the suicide rate for, I'm assuming her friends were Native or Indigenous as well.
I'm assuming as well. It didn't say, once again, not a lot of information.
The suicide rate for younger kids in Indigenous cultures is higher, but in general, the suicide rate for like 8 to 12 year olds and stuff like that, or 15 year olds, is significantly higher all across the board than one would think it should be.
Yeah. It's insane. Like, it's just, and once again, how is that not talked about more too? I mean, I think society's done a better job of at least bringing suicide to the, you know, and mental like illness and all of that. But it's, you know, specifically with Indigenous people, it's another thing that's not talked about that should be, because that's something that could definitely be prevented if there was the right, you know, resources available. So that's kind of where she was at, I guess, mentally with everything that she was dealing with. Her mom said that she just put in a ton of time trying to protect her. She kind of was like a strict parent, she said, probably, but she said that she just wanted to keep her safe and hide her from the world because she was just so beautiful and she was just scared of what the world would do to her. And she thought, you know, someone would eventually take advantage of her, and she did not want that either. So she even had put Nevaeh in a boxing class and a self-defense course. So I was like,
that's awesome.
Good job, mom. Yeah, I think that's awesome too. And so she was a very involved parent. And once again, you know, like I had mentioned before, this case doesn't have a ton of details, but Nevaeh's mom gave a timeline of the events kind of leading up to Nevaeh's disappearance. So Teddy said she was at work and she called Nevaeh the afternoon of October 22nd of 2021. She said Nevaeh was, I mean, being kind of like herself in the sense that she was telling her mom she loved her and she missed her, but she was slurring her words a lot. And Teddy was concerned. She thought that was a little odd. So she left work and drove home to make sure that everything was okay. And when she gets there, she finds that there's several people at her house who she had never given permission to come over and never told Nevaeh she could have people over. Teddy was naturally upset, asked them to leave. She said, instead of just dealing with it, she went out to her car and she called the police. And the police came. They helped kind of remove people from the house. And when everyone was gone, they realized Nevaeh had also left and she must have snuck out the back door. So that was the last time that Teddy actually saw her. So later that night, it was said that Nevaeh attended a party in Southeast Bemidji. She left around 1 a.m. and went to another house after that. I don't know if it was a party or just a friend, whatever, but she went there and then she left that second residence around 2 a.m. And that is the last known sighting of her. So When she never returned home, Teddy was worried. She said that one of the younger siblings of Nevaeh had COVID. And so she was worried because this was, I guess, you know, prime time of that too.
Right.
She was worried that Nevaeh had it too, because earlier that day she had had like a runny nose and said she wasn't feeling great. So she was worried about that too. She didn't know if something happened to her and she was, you know, sick and didn't have any help. But she also said that this was kind of like Nevaeh to disappear. Teddy said that she had run away before in the past. So Teddy reported her as a runaway. But the difference with this was that when she would run away, she would always stay in contact with her mom. So she was bipolar. Nevaeh is, I guess, bipolar. I said is, was. I just messed up my own. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm trying here, guys.
Saying.
But so because she was bipolar, she would always still stay in contact with her mom. And she would usually just leave when she was in like her manic stage and would always end up coming back. She just needed some time away. So this time it was different because she had not been in touch with her mom at all. And they even checked and like her social media accounts had not been accessed, which they said is extremely out of character for her, especially when you're 15, like, yeah. You know, you're always on that kind of thing. And so she, Teddy said that she had sent Nevaeh messages on social media, but they were never even opened or read. Her friends also said that they had a group chat that Nevaeh was super active in, and she had not been responsive in there at all. And so it was getting a little scary, and it wasn't like her to stay gone this long. They said usually when she left, it was not long at all. And once again, they were always in touch with her and they knew she was coming back home. So Nevaeh's brother was actually told by someone at that second house that Nevaeh had been injured when she had left that house around 2 a.m. They said that she jumped from a window and hit her head. She laid on the ground for a while, and then they said she got up and ran off. Bizarre, and kind of like, why would this not have gotten brought up sooner? So the police also did find her phone at that house, but there was no other evidence leading to where she was. So that's like all they really had to go off of. There have been several extensive searches for her, but she still has not been found. So in May of 2022, it was reported that the Bemidji police collaborated with different agencies to conduct a larger search area. They searched water, wooded areas, and they still found nothing. Police, you know, spoke with everybody at the home of both of these homes that she was at that night, and they talked to her close friends, anyone she had been in close contact with, and they literally have nothing to go off of other than she just disappeared. She is described as a Native American female with a light complexion. She's 5'4", 120 pounds. She has brown eyes, long, dark colored hair with highlights, and a scar near her left eyebrow. There was kind of some different stories on what she was wearing when she left, so they weren't really quite sure. But what I saw the most was that she was wearing jeans, a white shirt, or a tank top, either a black zip-up hoodie or a red sweatshirt with the Chicago Bulls logo on the front. So there's a Facebook page that's called Bring Nevaeh Kingbird Home. And on that page, they share updates and information about different vigils and searches that they're holding. And honestly, that's like most of the information that there really is. They do give different, you know, ways that you can submit things. So like there's tips, which we'll put these in the show notes, but you can submit tips to the FBI at tips.fbi.gov. And the Bemidji Police Department, their number, which we'll put that in there too, but just in case you're jotting it down or something now, it's 218-333-9111. There's a Crime Stoppers of Minnesota, and you can go to their website, you can call them, or there's an app you can submit tips on. That one has a lot of information and numbers. We'll just put that in the show notes as well.
Sounds good.
And a lot of this information, where I found the best information, I guess I should say, was on the NBC News site. So they had a lot on there as far as what I shared is where I found a lot of that. But the thing that was kind of like even weird to me. So if you submit a tip and, you know, and you qualify for a reward, it's only $1,000. Can we talk about how other people, white people specifically, when they are missing, how we're talking like super high end
like
money.
At least 10 to 20,000.
Yes. I was like, that's weird. And that's sad. And I can't believe that that's all that they're offering. And to me, I mean, there's not a lot of information. Could she have run away? Yeah. But what 15-year-old runs away without her phone? Because she never left before without her phone. Yeah. And it's very weird. And I could not find anything else on that. It just had popped up that they had just celebrated, not celebrated, but, you know, but in like, remembering her. Yeah. And so they, you know, did a vigil and everything for her. But I thought, how do you not find anything? And Teddy even said, her mom said that she just felt like nobody was really doing anything to help. I mean, she said that it seemed like nobody was taking it seriously because she had run away in the past. But she said she never would be gone this long. And because she was so close with her family, they're like, she would never just up and leave without her phone, especially. So it sounds like they didn't put a whole lot of effort in. I mean, I'm glad they did do searches and whatnot, but that kind of leads me into another thing too, that kind of goes along with this. So it's really cool, but Minnesota is the first state that formed a state office on missing and murdered Indigenous people. So Native American women make up less than 1% of the state's population, but the homicide rates for Native women were 7 times higher than for white women between 1990 and 2016. So wow. Yeah, with this, they passed a new budget that includes funding to create the first state office with a focus on missing and murdered Indigenous relatives. So the bill also funds a new task force on missing and murdered African American women too, which
that's
is really
fantastic.
Cool. Yeah. So I thought, you know, it's about time that someone's doing something. So I think that's a huge step in the right direction. The fact that they have that, and I think it'll be interesting to see how that goes and if we start hearing more about some of these cases in the future, specifically too with Nevaeh. I find that so strange that she just disappeared into thin air.
Well, to me, and like, I'm not trying to cast blame, but it seems a little weird that the second house she was at is where her phone was found.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they come forward like, oh, well, she fell and hit her head.
Right.
And then ran off.
Right.
That almost sounds like an excuse.
Correct. And so I'm like, did they just not look into that more?
Right.
They say they talked to everyone in the house, but were they just like, okay, like we don't actually care. So we'll talk to you and just chalk it up to you had nothing of value.
Because the thing is like, okay, let's say one, she's, I mean, obviously having issues with the fact that her two friends have completed suicide so close together.
Oh yeah.
And then you have the fact that she's bipolar, and it doesn't mm-hmm. sound like she's on medications for that, which I already know because I've known some people who mm-hmm. have bipolar, and it's hard to find the right medications.
Yes.
And that's for just a normal population. But then you put in the fact that she's Indigenous. She probably doesn't have the access to those medications.
Yeah. I was going to say healthcare is not readily available, unfortunately.
Right. So if she's coping with alcohol or drugs, because if she was slurring her words
yeah,
and stuff,
that was interesting to me too,
doing, but those are going to exacerbate those things. So maybe she was being a little belligerent, and I'm not victim blaming. Maybe I'm not saying that these people intentionally harmed her, but I'm wondering if something happened.
Right.
And they then hid her. Because let's face it, Minnesota is the state, first of all, the Thousand Lakes. Granted, you'd think the body would have risen by now and stuff. Very few people know how to actually put a body into a body of water and not have it come up eventually. But that's another thing. Or there's woods and forests and things like that. I'm just wondering, and if there wasn't much search put in anyways, maybe they didn't even hire her very well. Maybe it was young
and
kids freaking out.
Yeah.
and making the wrong call, and they're just taking that now. And there's so many things, but that's kind of what came to my head when they were like, oh, by the way, she jumped out of a window and hit her head.
And that's what I'm like, okay, so if she did fall, maybe she did hit her head and maybe something happened and that killed her and they freaked out. Yeah, they don't want the cops to show up. They have alcohol, drugs, whatever. And maybe they have nothing. Right. But that's also like a thought that I think a lot of cases too, when people panic, when something accidental does happen and they just panic because of, you know, I'm like, well, you're not helping yourself out. You're better off just calling the cops. But whatever.
We've also established too that
with them
indigenous people tend to not, and I don't know if they would have been tribal police or regular police.
I have no idea.
Like, right. So it sounds like that might be already a not trustful situation. And they're, let's say it was an accident. They're like, they're not going to believe us. You know, they're going to see.
Yeah. And I don't know how old these people were that were there. Were they adults? Were they kids? There was hardly any information, whereas any other white person that goes missing, you'll know every person in the house, what they look like, what their job is. I mean, it's really sad because it doesn't give you hardly any information. And I don't know even when her mom, Teddy, came home from work when she had people at the house. Like, it never even said, like, they were drinking there, they were doing drugs there. I mean, it's very vague, and so it could be so many different things. But I think there's something weird to have to do with that second house as well. Because why would that information not be brought up sooner? And why would she just lay there? And why would you let her lay there for a while and then have her get up and run off? Because the couple spots that I read, it literally said she laid on the ground for a while, then got up and ran off. And if she was injured by running off, I mean, I don't know if that was just the phrase they used. Did she stumble off? Did she get up and sprint? Did, you know,
at that point, if they did a proper search, like, let's say that was what really happened, they should have found her.
Yeah. And there should have been some sort of evidence of where she fell. And I don't know, but I think it's like crazy. She's only 15. That's so young. And how is that not alarming? And I mean, I guess I did read too, you know, so she went missing in October. So this was right before winter. So they said, you know, it's harder then because the ground is frozen, bodies of water are frozen. But, you know, they had a lot of information out about, like, you know, when spring comes and things start to melt and to look under covers of things that you have and people, you know, you just don't know what areas she could have been. But now that that time has come and gone, summer has been here since then. And so it's like, you think you would have found something?
I feel like if it was all accidental and she ran off of her own volition, injured, and just happened to fall somewhere, she would have been found by now.
Oh, yeah. Because she wouldn't have been able to make it that far if she was had that kind of an injury and like passed out or died or anything from that kind of an injury.
Yeah. She would have been found by this point. There has to be some, like, it doesn't sound like she disappeared willingly. Like, there's no way she did.
And what 15-year-old can disappear for a full year without being recognized somewhere, seen, which once again, I guess they don't really, I mean, they're not promoting her, you know, putting her face all over the news and all that either. But yeah, without a phone and I think even like at the age I'm at, if I wanted to disappear, it would still be hard for me to even cut contact with certain people and whatnot, you know? And so it's like, think about a 15-year-old. When you're 15, like, your social life generally is a huge deal to you. So I don't think she would just, up and leave her phone or her family, because it sounds like they were close. It's not like there wasn't a good relationship there where there was any reason to. So this case really just was crazy to me because I couldn't find a lot on it. And that's a pretty big deal too. I think I know we talked about it a little bit last week, how in Omaha there is a case of a missing woman. She is a white, you know, blonde, blue eyes, whatever. I mean, pretty lady, but we had that information within minutes, like at our fingertips that she was missing. Well, and there's updates daily.
They've already issued a warrant for that man in Kansas for kidnapping her. But I don't know what proof they have of that.
I know. And they haven't released any information on that, like, really, other than that. But then here we have a 15-year-old girl missing and there's nothing. Hey, Dark Hearts, the holidays are upon us, and no matter what you celebrate, birdies make a great gift for your loved ones.
Whether it's the original birdie with its bright flashing light and loud alarm, or the birdie plus with an alarm sending your location to loved ones, the 24/7 call center to help you, or the excuse call to help someone out of an uncomfortable situation, the birdie is a small device that can give so much.
So give your loved ones the gift of peace of mind this holiday season. Right now, She's Birdie is running a sale. Buy one, get 10% off. Buy three or more and get 20% off. Buy five or more and get 30% off. So the more you purchase, the more you save.
And if you use the link in our show notes and the code DARKHEARTS15 when you check out, you'll get another 15% off. And yes, the discount stack.
With the birdie, you can stay heartland kind while also being darkland wary.
But that's also like, so this morning, Leslie from the Grim Mystics had sent me a TikTok about the Idaho murders of the four young white college students. And that's a very interesting story, but I guess they've arrested one of the girls' moms. But we don't know why.
I haven't seen that yet. Oh, okay. I was on there last night reading. Yes, please do.
But my thing is, I even messaged her back. I was like, this is, you know, I'm very interested in this case because there's so many weird factors to it. But I told her too, I was like, but let's look at the fact that, again, this is four white college age students that we're hearing all this about. I then afterwards went and Googled the Excelsior Springs serial killer. The most recent things are from like a couple weeks ago, like I think October 22nd, and it was no new information except for that the Kansas police are still denying that he's a serial killer.
That's so pathetic too, because and any Kansas, other case.
And are you okay, Kansas? Because I swear I keep hearing horrendous stories about Kansas police. So we have this. We have the Kansas City police who are like protesting or striking because one of their own was held accountable for killing an unarmed black man. Mm-hmm. Then there has been a Kansas police officer who a young girl has come forward saying that from the time she was a teenager, he sexually assaulted her. Multiple other cops witnessed it, did nothing. He was like, I'll arrest you. I'll arrest your mother if you don't do this and that. And then it was like threatening, like this whole huge thing. And I'm like, I swear I keep seeing all of these things.
Yeah.
Like, Kansas.
Blink twice if you need help.
I think they do.
Yeah. Like, they.
I don't even think we need to disturbing. Blink twice now. What is going on? Like, we need to get rid of all of the Kansas police, it sounds like, and start fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on? And, you know, I was listening to this thing that talks about how, like, you know, people are like, oh, well, report to internal affairs, all that. Internal affairs is retired police officers. Mm-hmm. So they're going to protect their own.
Oh, yeah. That's what's scary about it is they're the ones, like, in charge, but,
yeah,
like, they're the bad ones.
That should not be a thing. Yeah. There should be a third party not associated in
correct.
Any way. Overlooking these things because some of these cops had so many like people had seen them doing drug deals, doing all these things, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
And people wonder why there are so many people saying ACAB and defund the police. Like,
it really sucks that the bad ones ruin it for the good ones because we know there are good cops. But there's just as many bad ones. And that's what's, I mean, like any job, there's scum in every job.
The thing is it's like, you know, when women are like talking about how they're afraid of men and all these things. And then someone comes like, well, not all men. Well, no shit, not all men. Right. But enough of them that we still have to be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
So start doing something, men, about these other men. Police, start holding these people accountable. Like, whistleblow, do these things. Because it's like, sure, but there's enough that you can't sit there and be like, oh yeah, I feel great. And, you know, like I said, like, sure, I'm sure there's good police out there, but there's so many not good ones that as a white woman, I'm more likely to be fine if I get pulled over, something mm-hmm. happens, if I have to deal with the police. But I can be aware that people who are not white, any other minority person of color, will not feel that way. Yeah. And so the way I feel as a woman alone, around strange men that I don't know if I'm in an area by myself, I completely understand how a person of color is going to feel that way about police. And so, sure, you could sit there and say, oh, not all police, not all men. No, but there's enough that a whole group of people still have to be fearful, because there's still a high percent, like a high chance of them needing to fear that person.
Yeah.
I would rather, I'm out by myself somewhere, walking late at night for whatever reason or something, and there is a man, he could be the nicest man in the world, I would rather be safe and take every precaution as if he is going to harm me.
I mean, you have to, like, these days. Yeah. I mean, in any situation like that, he could be the nicest guy and harmless, but you just don't know that. And why risk that? So I think this day you just have to always be on guard.
Yeah. And that's how Black people, minorities, other people of color have to feel about authority. Mm-hmm. And it's not okay. It's not okay that as women we have to fear this. It's not okay that, you know, people who aren't white have to feel this way. Mm-hmm. Because as kids, we're taught, if you're in trouble, go to a police officer.
Yeah.
But now we have all these things showing how so many abuse their power. And you're like, I don't.
Yeah, I know. Unless I was in a very bad situation, I feel like even now I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't need to, you know, like, it's just sad, but that's the reality that we live in too. And so if we think it's bad for even us, I feel like, any minority, has to feel that even twice, you know,
especially minority women. They're already, indigenous Black women, Hispanic women.
Yeah. You already have a strike against them because of how they're treated. So, it's sad.
So it's, it is. And like I said, because I've tried to find more about Excelsior Springs and all that. I'm like,
there's nothing.
Still not hearing about that. And then which Leslie did tell me that I think in Colorado it is being covered more, but the shooting at Club Q there recently, I was like, I found out about that on TikTok. Big.
Yeah. No. I saw it. I mean, I think someone I know posted something and I hadn't heard of that. And I'm like, that's a huge thing. Not only, because it's a shooting, but because of where it happened and why. And hate crime.
It's a hate crime, but he's white, so he's not being called a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, we're going to, we'll research if it's a hate crime. I don't care that they then came while in jail and out as non-binary and they, them. You can still have internal. Have you seen the interview with his father?
No.
Who's a Mormon, but was a porn star, and that's okay. But they're interviewing him, and he said his first thought when he heard that his son had shot up a gay bar was, why was he at a gay bar? Is he gay? We don't do gay in the Mormon religion, but we do porn. Listen, no judgment to anyone who does porn, sex work, any of that stuff. You do you, but you can't then be like, this is okay, especially because I'm pretty sure Mormons, but your son potentially being gay. So the fact that, yes, even if they are part of that community, you can still have internalized homophobia.
Right. Yeah. And it's still a hate. I mean, regardless, I feel like, I know, I think it's really sad that now we're all just so desensitized to things too, that they don't even talk about a lot of the shootings that happen in general, but
I feel like this one was a pretty big one. Yeah, there was that. And then there was that Walmart in Virginia, I believe.
Yeah, I barely saw anything on them. I mean, I think about back when shootings
were a little bit more. I think there was a third one. I feel like in the last week there have been at least three mass shootings. And I'm just like, I know this is kind of like indigenous people, but I'm getting off on this tangent. But real quick, I saw this TikTok and it was someone's comment and a guy dancing to it, which I liked. It was great. But it made a good point to we never talk, why is it always about gun laws and not about men and guns? Because women have guns, but how many women are mass shooters? Mm-hmm. They're statistically mostly men.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of thoughts on that, but I won't get into that. But yes, I agree. Like, I get very heated about gun things because
there's so much that could be a whole other.
Yes,
for sure. And
everyone has their own opinions on that, and that's fine. But I just think, regardless, something clearly needs to change. I think we can all agree on that part of it.
Yes,
things are happening that shouldn't be happening, whether you're for or against guns. They're getting in the hands of the wrong people. And
yeah,
that's what an issue is too. Yes, so.
100%. So, I mean, that's just it. We're not hearing, we're hearing so much about, and like I said, the Idaho murders, there's a lot there. And I'm not saying that these things don't deserve to be covered, but we're not hearing the disproportionate
side. The Idaho thing, there's when I get on my news thing, there's a new article every four articles, a new one on that.
Same shit.
Yes, it is. Which I am very interested because it is insane. But once again, there's all these other things too that I don't even hear about, or I hear about through other people sharing something about it. And I'm oh, how did I not hear about that?
Right. So exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, we plan on still, it's not like we're not going to cover Indigenous people cases any other month, but this month we did really want to kind of hone in on that because it is such a big deal. And we kind of wanted to bring awareness to that. And of course, if you have cases on that too, more cases we would love, anything really, but I think it's been really eye-opening doing this because there's so many cases that we did not even realize were out there because they don't get covered. And so we would love to cover more of those as well.
Cause there's stuff about, I had sent you before about that school in Nebraska where Indigenous kids, from the '70s, the fact that they did that, they stole Indigenous children from their families to colonize them, to try to get rid of their culture. And so the fact that she spoke her native tongue is amazing because so much of that has been lost. And, I've seen stuff about, because my TikTok is full of all that side of stuff, I've definitely got the
algorithms down now for you. Huh?
Yeah. And so, I've been seeing more of that, and they're even if you don't speak it well, speak it because they're losing it. Because of all of this. And it's just, there's so much more to cover. And like you said, it's not that we're not gonna then, it's not like, we're, oh, only in the month of November.
Yeah.
Just we try to keep our cases as diverse as possible. It does get difficult. I don't even remember now what state I have to kind of just, and I might be looking for a cryptid or a paranormal or something, for this next one. It's so heavy. And so again, continuously, I know I keep saying this, but do your own research, look at these things, listen to the Indigenous people when they talk about these things. Try to follow these Indigenous creators. If you're on TikTok a lot, try to find these things. Listen to, find those podcasts. We Are Resilient. That's the main one I've seen that is still ongoing. I had at one point found one other one, but it only had a few and it looked like they weren't doing it anymore. Keep yourself informed, learn, let's show, the only way these things are going to get better is if those of us who have been able to be ignorant of this for so long and it hasn't been part of our daily lives also then educate ourselves and try to bring this to the forefront as well. We need to help them. They're putting in all this work. We need to listen and we need to help and we need to try to do our part, even if it's just educating ourselves and our friends and family around us,
100%.
That's my little soapbox rant right there.
It's true though. I mean, we know about it, so you have to make other people know about it too. I mean, especially if it's something you're passionate about. So,
and in this day and age, honestly, there's no excuse for ignorance when you have the internet at your fingertips.
Yes.
It's not on Black people. It's not on people of color. It's not on Indigenous people to educate us. So don't ask them to oh, hey, tell me what's going on. if there's somewhere, that's where like listening, like finding these things on TikTok and stuff with these people talking about it is a good way. If they're already willing and putting that out, but it's not okay to ask them to continue to do more work when we have the internet at our fingertips and we can search. And in that search, you'll probably find people who are willing or have already done stuff to put forth that emotional work. So yeah, there's no excuse anymore for that ignorance. You know, so yeah, that's what I got on that.
Yeah. Google is your friend. You can Google everything these days. So do it.
Libraries, you know, all the things.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's that. We're going to be, after this comes out, it'll be November 30th, the last day of November. We're looking into December then, which is,
gosh, how is it almost the end of the year? Like, it's crazy.
I don't know. Shout out to our patrons. Laurel is our new one.
Woo!
And, you know, we still have Louise too. So thank you, ladies. It will, I promise. We're working on stickers and stuff to get to you.
Yeah, we're trying to get some stuff in bulk because it'll make it easier, I think, for future things too.
Yes. Yes, it will. So yeah, that's it. I haven't really watched anything lately. I've been like researching or doing things or reading and listening. Although last night I did finally watch Black Phone on Peacock.
Oh yeah. Did you like it?
Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so good.
I know. I loved it. I thought it was great. And I just, Ethan Hawke, I love Ethan Hawke. So creepy, but
I didn't have expectations for the movie. I didn't really know. I knew it had to be something with a kid being kidnapped. Mm-hmm. And that's all I really knew. I had no expectations.
It's good.
But it's still,
it's a good one.
I had no expectations, but it also wasn't, I wasn't expecting that. That wasn't in the line.
Yeah, what you thought. Yeah. I know. I kind of watched it just because I was like, yeah, I've seen this, you know, the previews, whatever. And then I was like, oh. Pleasantly surprised. It was a pretty good one.
Everyone I've talked to who's seen it has liked it. I haven't heard a bad thing about it. I will say, so like, I didn't realize it had that 80s vibe. So it feels like they were like, hey, Stranger Things is super popular. Let's hop on that train.
Yeah.
Which I'm not mad about. They did it very well.
Yeah.
I liked it. I don't want to.
If you haven't watched it, give it a watch. I think it was pretty good. I've definitely seen worse, but I thought this one was done pretty well. Like, you just never know with endings and stuff. Like, where is it going to go? But
I am happy with how this one ended, especially because I feel like anymore, like a lot of the horror movies, thrillers I've watched have ended on a ambiguous or not great way. And I get sometimes why it goes that way. But this was just overall, I liked it.
It was good through and through. Like Barbarian, I give that 1 out of 10 stars. So.
I still haven't watched it. I'm probably going to give it a chance.
Yeah, you should, just because I want to hear what you think. But like stuff like that, like it started so strong and then it just like, boom. Like they, I don't know where they went wrong, you know? Bummer.
So, and then I will also say, so like the menu, my sister and I went and saw
Thanksgiving. Yes, I'm dying to see that.
Okay, so I thought it was going to be like Ready or Not.
Yeah.
It is nothing dark. Like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, bummer.
I thought it was going to be the cheesy, dark comedy horror.
Yeah. And it's not?
It's like a social commentary thriller.
Okay.
And it was good and it was well done, well acted, well shot. I told my sister, like, we both kind of left it being like, I'm not, like, I didn't dislike it. I don't necessarily think it's something that, unless you're going to see, like, the $5 movie, you need to go see. But it's still worth a watch, like, if it's out and streaming and stuff. I want to watch it again because I feel like there are maybe things I missed, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I want someone else to watch it so I can discuss it with them, too. But I'm just like, I don't know. And I don't know if it's because I went in thinking, oh, this is going to be like Ready or Not. It's going to be in that genre of
that's what I expected.
Horror comedy. Yeah. And there are some of those moments, like that dark humor, twisted moments. But it's not the same vibe at all. So it was interesting. If anyone's watched it, like, shoot me a message. Let me know what you thought. Like, put spoiler warning so Shannon doesn't read it, but I'm just curious. It was good. It was interesting. I don't know that it was necessarily movie theater. Mm-hmm. Like, especially for those who maybe, like, I'm, you know, privileged enough to be able to go to the movies on a semi-regular basis and it's not a big deal. But not everyone is. So maybe that's not the one. Black Panther, 1,000%. Go see that. Have Kleenexes, you know? But yeah, menu, maybe we wait. Maybe we wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'll probably wait to see it anyway, because it's rare I can go see, like, an adult film.
Right.
We're pretty much, you know, we're still at that. I mean, my daughter's old enough that we can go see some that are, I mean, a little bit more than just, you know, your Disney movie and that kind of a thing. Like, we've gone to a few PG-13 ones, and they're okay. Because some of them, she doesn't get the, I would never take my kid to a horror-type movie. But, yeah, I mean, good to know. I'm into White Lotus on HBO. The second season is out. I don't know if
I've heard that's good.
It's weird. It's definitely weird. But the second season, I think, is better than the first season. And that's almost done now. I'm sad. But I mean, other than that, it's just busy. Life is busy.
Yeah. It's so busy. I have so much to catch up on. I don't know. Honestly, I have, like, at the end of December, I have like 2 weeks where I'm off completely. So maybe I'll get to catch up on stuff then. Cause I'm like, I still need to finish season 2 of Only Murders.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I forgot you still haven't finished that one, huh?
No, I just haven't had time. The last 2 weeks have been so busy.
Yeah.
And I have a bunch of shows I want to watch Wednesday. I've heard mixed reviews on that one.
I've started it. I've only watched two or three episodes, and I don't want to say I'm disappointed. It's just different than what I was expecting. Yeah. It's okay, but I am a little bored. I will say that. So that's kind of disappointing, but
I haven't seen anyone be complete like, oh my God, I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Like
not there.
Yeah. So
I've watched a couple documentaries lately, but you know, other than that,
there's a bunch on my list that I'm now at the point where I'm like, I don't even remember what was on my list, you know. I did have my client yesterday tell me about, there's a show on HBO. She couldn't remember what it was. She told me what it was called, and I can't remember now. It had a weird name, but I guess it has, I think it has Jesse Eisenberg in it, and like Claire Danes and stuff, and like it's a couple who's married, and then they're like getting divorced and separated, and the wife like vanishes for 2 weeks, like she's vanished and stuff, and he's like at the gym or something, and this one's like, oh, you know, we saw two, I don't know what their last name is, in one day. He's like, wait, what? And she's like, oh yeah, we saw so and so, the wife. He's like, I haven't seen her, been able to get a hold of her in like 2 weeks. She was supposed to pick up our daughter from this, she never showed up. So like, it sounds like it's like one of those like thriller mystery gone girl type situations,
because I really want to watch it.
Yeah,
because I need something new. Like, I've watched some depressing documentaries, like the Vanessa Guillen, I believe is that how you say it? The military girl from...
Oh.
Because they said her name different when I watched the documentary than I thought is how you pronounce it. Because it's like Guillan or something. That one is very, very good. Let's see. Jesse Eisenberg, you said, right?
I think that's what she said, yeah.
Okay. I mean, not that anyone needs to know that right now, but I'm going to look it up for my own sake. But yeah, I mean... I don't know. We'll see here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It sounded
it's a show, you said, or a movie?
Yeah, it's a show. She said it's still ongoing, and I think it's Fleshman is in trouble.
Oh, duh. Or it's right
Fleshman.
Up here.
Fleshman? Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's apparently ongoing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it is.
I love Claire Danes.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in something in a long time, it seems like. Oh, Adam Brody's in it too, guys. So.
Yes, that's who else she told me. That's a win.
Which, I love Adam Brody. And I love his voice. Right? That's like a very nice voice.
In Ready or Not, when he was in it, I was like, oh yes! My God. Do you remember when he was like the big...
Yes, the heartthrob.
The heartthrob.
Oh, I love me some Adam Brody.
Yeah. So.
Still do. Okay, well, thanks for that. I'm going to add that to my list.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
For my Marvel fans, yeah. If you haven't watched it, Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special or holiday special was delightful. It was cute. It was cute. So, yeah, you guys, that's where we're at. November is...
That's a wrap for November.
Yeah, which I'm hoping December starts picking up. Like, everyone in my family has now... Because now my husband is sick with whatever the kids had for, like, 2 weeks. So, that's fun.
Yeah.
You know?
It's that time of the year. I know, my child has a bad cough still, but like, she just got over something. And I'm like, I don't want to be the parent that sends my kid to school when they're sick. But I'm also like, she's both fine.
Still have bad coughs. I feel like ever since like they got sick, then they started getting drainage. And then it was just...
Yeah. That's what I'm like. It just sounds like horrible. She's hacking stuff up. Gross, right? Sorry, mom talk. Yep. But you know, so I'm like, sorry, you can't miss all of school because of a little cough. Like, we were at school as kids unless we were literally like dying.
Well, and my problem is like, my daughter has pretty much had a cough, I swear, for the last like month and a half. Like, she'll have like a few days where it feels like we're over it and then it's back. So yeah, I'm like, if I can't do her anything. Home until until her cough was gone, she wouldn't be in school.
Ever. I know. And that's why I was like, you know, and right now we're on this like final stretch. I'm like, you'll have a couple weeks off. Mm-hmm. We got to get through December. So we hope
you're OPS all, is off helping. Starting. Well, my daughter's off the 16th of December and doesn't go back until January 4th. And then my son is off that week, the 19th, until January 4th.
Oh my. Yeah. Our school district is out the 21st through the 4th, is it? They don't mess around, though, man. Like, I feel like we're in school all the time, which is fine with me. So
I feel like OPS has been taking off so much time.
I feel like OPS is never in school. It seems like there's so many days. And I'm like, but why? Like, aren't we trying to catch up from all the COVID stuff? Like, I don't think we all need to be taking off extra days now, you know?
I've never heard of having an entire week off for Thanksgiving.
Never. I know. I was shocked when you said that because we just got off the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Back to yesterday. So that's insane. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So as kids, we would have loved that. But also, like, that was unheard of then, too. So
I know.
I'm surprised I didn't cancel today because it's kind of snowing. But it would just be an e-learning day.
Right. So I was a bit surprised about that too, honestly.
I know. Oh my gosh. I thought I was waiting for it.
Legit,
yeah. There's legit snow. It's snowing, you guys. I wish I could show you, but I actually don't think you probably care either. Because if you're in Nebraska and listening, chances are you have the same thing too.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like the wind with it either. And I don't like driving in it because other people are just stupid. And
yeah. So nope. I'm going to give myself extra time because I'm going to get my lashes done. And then I have an eye doctor's appointment too, which I realized was like, it's probably not smart because when I get my lashes done, I swear I get glue in my eye every other time because I'll fall asleep and I start to open my eyes. So then I'm going to go to the eye doctor and I'll probably have red eyes. I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I just got my eyelashes done.
Yeah,
I
wonder no like,
why did
priorities.
You come in? I
know. Yeah. Should have flip-flopped those appointments. Done the eye, done the thing.
Listen, you know what? I tried to get in at like the beginning of the month. I tried to get in October and they kept telling me my insurance wasn't ready. But the last place I went to kept contacting me being like, it's time for your eye exam. I'm like, what are you guys do? Are you sure
my You're insurance confusing isn't ready? Me. Yeah, like what? So yeah, you get those eyes looked at.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it was like September, October when I got mine done last. So I don't get whatever. Okay. So anyways, you guys.
Yeah, we're
heartland.darklandpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your stories, your comments. Rate and review us wherever you listen, please. It really, really helps.
Yeah, it does.
We're on all the socials. Twitter, that's still a thing, I guess, right now. TikTok, that's Facebook, true. Instagram. We have our Patreon, you know. So you get the episodes ad-free and usually a little earlier. We get stickers eventually. You know, we just, with that, you guys, it's supporting, like, with rating and reviewing, that helps us out. The patron is just so we can put back into our podcast. You know, we want to be able to do more. We want to do more giveaways. We want to be mm-hmm. able to do things. So that just helps us out. But speaking of, I realized this morning, Shannon, I don't think we've talked about this in a while. We have over 20,000 downloads now.
That's crazy. I was just thinking about that the other day. That's amazing. Thank you, guys. Clapping.
Yes, thank you so much. And I was like looking and like we still have, we have people from Canada, you know, Brazil and other countries. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Cool. That's amazing. Thank you. I love it. Yeah. Keep tagging your friends. I've seen some of that lately with people tagging friends about it. So that's awesome. We appreciate it. And we love doing this. And so, yeah, we hope you'll keep listening.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Stay heartland kind.
But darkland wary.